this is Astro Dim here doing a daily moon horoscope reading for March 13th, 2019 on My Bed in Astrology. Yay! What's up? So the moon's going to be in Gemini, the second decan of Gemini, which is ruled by Venus. Okay? And so what's really interesting about this moon, of course, it's still Gemini moon, so we're kind of like being very specific and very like coming through details, understanding the logic of things. But what's kind of cool about this is that we're doing this with somebody else. Okay, so this is like the super social Gemini. This is like the Gemini social butterfly that I hear all the time. I feel like the Mercurial Geminis are more like, they definitely talk. Lord knows they talk now. But it's all kind of like logic-based, intelligence, and all that stuff. I feel like the Venusian Geminis, you know, I mean, honestly, you know what? I'll call the Mercurial Geminis more, you know what? I'll call them more social. Honestly, all of them are social. Not really the Uranus one, but I ain't going for it. Anyways, all y'all Geminis are social. But I feel like the thing that makes kind of like the Venus Geminis a little bit different is that they're very relatable. Kind of being relatable and charming and diplomatic and hearing what other people got to say and understanding their perspective. It's really important, you know what I mean? And so what's kind of cool about this energy is that you're a little bit more one-on-one with folks. Oopsie, sorry for the music in the background. Oh goodness, yeah, I've been listening to Go-Go. Anyways, yeah, like I was saying though, like this type of Gemini is very focused on hearing what people think about certain things involving their emotions, but they and how they process their emotions, and they try to pick that up and be like, okay, that might be something that I can talk about, and then explain your perspective on it. It's kind of like an intellectual conversation about how to go about how you feel. I think that's what we're going to be kind of going through at that moment. You know what I mean? Moon in Gemini and the Venusian decan is really interesting for sure. What I can definitely be picking up too is that, you know, we might be specifically thinking about what we actually do want in a relationship, both romantic and platonic, even business. Any one-on-one relationship. So that might be a thing that we'll be focusing on too, is understanding the details and certain points and certain you know, specifics on what we want in a relationship, you know, what we value in relationships, what we deem is compatible and stuff like this. Our minds are kind of on that vibe, you know. Let me talk about some of the aspects that are being made with this moon. Of course, as always, I'm looking at 12 o'clock p.m. on Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. So, you know, of course, at that time, for most of the day, the moon's going to be in the second decan of Gemini. But at the time that I'm looking, the moon's at 13 degrees Gemini, okay? So let me look at some of the aspects that are being made. Okay, I see one. I was going to talk about the moon being opposite Jupiter, but I think I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on the 14th, okay? I think that's probably the best time to talk about it. Now, with the moon trining Venus, this is a really interesting energy, because remember I was just talking about how we are thinking about what we want in relationships on an emotional sense, and understanding, trying to understand like the people that we relate with, their emotions and how they go about things and how they think through their emotions, and kind of like intellectualizing other people's emotions that we relate to as well. You know, this is definitely true because the moon is going to be trining Venus, and it's going to eventually trine Venus exactly today too. And so it's really, really interesting how we are really understanding our emotional needs and desires when it comes to relationships. You know what I mean? Kind of, we're seeing it in a logical standpoint though, because this trine is within air signs. And so we're like looking at like, you know, like we're looking at like kind of like very, it's really interesting, very like basic, not basic, but like we're not thinking about the emotional aspect, honestly, when it comes to what we want in relationships. We're just like, okay, I want someone who's intelligent, who has this, who has that, like very like typical basic things. Like that's how I kind of feel. But when it does come to the emotional side, because we are talking about the moon, right? When we talk about the emotional side of this aspect, we are thinking though about emotional needs within a relationship and what that means to us in particular. What things do we expect and the logical sense in relationships? You know what I mean? So we're kind of on that vibe, and it's a good vibe though, because you know the energy is trine, so we're, you know, you're emotionally are understanding what you want in a relationship, and it's not no confusion, like you actually get what you're wanting. With the Venus, again, with Venus being in Aquarius, you know, this kind of represents like possible desires that you want that are known as different, unique, kind of even like quirks and stuff like that. And with the moon trining this, we're actually accepting the uniqueness within the love that we want, the uniqueness within the relationships. And we're like, we're not shying away from the things that we desire, even though they might be a little bit off, a little bit different. We're understanding it, we're in it, we feel good about it, you know what I mean? And we might be able to talk to people openly about the things that we desire that's a little bit unique, you know, people that we have one-on-one relationships with. So it's pretty cool. It's a nice energy to have, you know, for sure. The moon is also going to be squaring Pisces. Squaring Neptune. This energy is kind of interesting because we're going to be, it's like the energy that I was describing before, earlier in the week, where I was saying that Neptune is all about us kind of intuitively picking up and channeling information that we need to kind of go on with our life and do it productively in a spiritual aspect. And the moon being in Gemini, like we're trying to get those emotions and understand them on an intellectual and logical type of way. When you know, when it comes to intuition and when it comes to emotions, it's not logical. It doesn't even match with this realm, so we're not gonna really get it. You know, all we gotta do honestly is trust our intuition and go with the messages that we're receiving. You know what I mean? You're not gonna understand the whys yet, and you don't like that. The collective is not liking that at that moment. You know what I mean? The collective wants to understand what they're doing before they go ahead and do it. You know, you're picking up certain things and they're making you feel a certain way, and you know they're not your emotions, and you're trying to intellectually understand like what's going on with me, and it's frustrating you. And that's what that square is representing right now. Okay, So you just, like, you know, be aware of the situation. It happens, you know. Later on in the day, the moon will be square the sun, but I'm going to actually talk about that on the 14th. So if you're interested in learning about that, just go to the time on the 14th. The podcast on the 14th, it will be available on the 13th, okay? So you'll be able to listen to it if you need to, okay? But that's all I got for you with the aspects. I know this was a short one, and I feel like it was a little confusing. So hopefully you are not confused about my daily horoscope. It's just weird energy that I'm picking up. Definitely weird. Hopefully you understood my explanation, though, and I hope that you have a good day. I hope you do. And maybe the 13th is going to be a weird day. Who knows, right? Anywho, yeah, let me know if you have any questions, you need me to clarify anything. You're going to be hearing this on the 12th, so if you need me to, like, clarify something, I'd be glad to do it. Add a little, like, you know, extra clip on a little bit more about the 13th if you need me to, you know, clarify anything, okay? I'd be glad to do that. All right, booze. Peace. Thank you.